to Mental Talks, a podcast aimed at fighting the stigma around mental health. My name's Paul Hanna.
I'm Luce O'Kane.
And I'm Ryan North, and each episode will openly discuss topics relating to mental health.
Welcome to episode 6 of Mental Talks. I'm Lewis.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Ryan.
And our special guest this week cannot join us currently because he is at CrossFit. Adam Pembler. We had technical difficulties. The first 10 minutes of this video and podcast will sound completely different to the last 40 minutes because the audio file messed up and we have to re-record this without CrossFit Man.
We also look different as well. We've had
showers. We look very different. We've showered.
We've changed clothes. We've...
Color coordinated.
My headphones and my t-shirts.
So due to technical difficulties, we need to re-record the introduction. Otherwise, it will sound a bit weird because the next part starts off talking about coronavirus, which seems to be all the rage at the moment. So, boys, how are we doing? Let's pretend this is last week, where we didn't know anything about the current episode that is currently up. What is today's episode, Mr. Paul Hanna?
So today's episode is about health and fitness and how that impacts your mental health, how you use fitness as a way of channeling your mental health and making yourself feel better when, I don't know, when you're having a down day, I suppose, and when you're feeling down.
It seems really weird that we have to re-record this intro because I know what we've already spoken about.
Yeah,
we all know what we've already spoken
and spoilers.
Because in about 10 minutes' time, you're going to hear another voice and another picture on the screen. And you're going to be like, what's going on?
What's going on? This is just weird.
This magnificent lighting won't be there.
Yeah. We just adapt. We adapt.
We adapt and improve. So
I think what we can say is it is a really good episode. And we talk a lot about fitness, gym experiences. And Adam talks a lot around his personal experiences, which I think added a lot of value into the conversation. It is a great episode. No spoilers now. I won't say anything else.
Making spoilers. But how are we feeling anyway about the podcast? We have more viewers, do you know? More listeners, should I say. Did I send you a picture of our recent subscriptions?
Well, to be honest, Lewis, you've slacked in the last recent weeks.
We petitioned for a new director.
So out of interest, we have listeners in Singapore. There you go, Singapore. Not sure
what. You can say you're not sure where that is or not sure why.
But as we said on previous episodes, those people around the world, we want to talk to, we want to listen, we want to know.
Yeah, get in touch.
Different, because especially America, I really want to find out this American audience. They might be able to give us some insights into mental health in America.
And it's really interesting. I think we talked about it in the episode, but our experience of the gym and health is different in the UK at the moment to what it could be in other parts of the world based on lockdowns and restrictions. So, you know, we've gradually opened the gyms, but then actually from kind of a further announcement that some of those are closing now in certain areas of the country. So that's going to change a lot of things. But it'd be really interested for people to contact us and tell us how they're finding that in their kind of wherever they are in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're supposed to be pretending this was last week as we're
It was last week.
What's going on about? This is the 3rd of October.
Well, 3rd of October, but I can see in the future, and as of the 12th of October, I know that in Liverpool, gyms will be closed. So it'll be quite interesting if anyone is from Liverpool to get in touch and you know, let us know what's going on and how they're dealing with it.
It was incredibly hard. How long were the gyms closed last time? It was about 3 months were they closed for?
Yeah, 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
They were kind of one of the last things to reopen, wasn't they, to be fair?
Yeah, gyms, nail bars, they were the last to reopen after COVID. But I'd say spoiler alert, I said in this episode that I was going to rejoin the gym 1 week later. I still haven't done it. I've let myself down, I've let my country down.
Didn't you write a goal? You wrote a target.
In that really fancy the gym. Book.
I remember you
It is a fancy book, to be fair. It is a really nice book.
It is, yeah. Have you bought one yet? It's got puzzles in it. I'm ready to live the life I desire. Look at that. Beautiful.
So it's join the dots kind of colouring book.
Colouring book for adults. But yeah, so I think without further ado, we could waffle all we want, but we've already recorded most of this episode. So without further ado,
just enjoy the episode.
Enjoy the episode. Ignore the technical blip. I think it's funny in a way, but also, yeah, it's a bit annoying that we've had to redo this.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, this is it. It's a work in progress, isn't it? And the more podcasts we do,
The better we'll get.
The better it'll be. And
I hope so.
Yeah, hopefully Lewis ups his game.
Oh, I'm sorry, we'll put it back out there. I will start upping my game around the podcast. So without further ado, please enjoy episode 6, All Around Mental Health and Fitness, with me, Lewis.
And I'm Paul.
And I'm Ryan.
And special guest, Adam Peplow.
It's very upsetting, to be honest. Coronavirus has just ruined it for me.
Yeah, it has. And you know, if we look at, you know, what it's done for mental health, they always say you exercise and you do your weightlifting or you do your CrossFit or what do they call it in CrossFit? Adam kept going on. Is it WOD? Have I got the word right? Is it WOD?
Yeah. WOD is just WOD. Mean workout of the day. WOD. The way it works, you get there, you do all your movement prep, they go over what the workout's going to be, teach you how to do all the movements and coach you on it. And then at the end of it, you do a WOD, and it could be anywhere from 5 minutes up to 30 minutes or 40 minutes. It's that's what's good. You don't have to program anything yourself. You just get there and told it. It makes it a lot for people, I think, that are new to fitness and struggle with knowing what to do, but don't want to sit there and ask someone walking around on the gym floor. It makes it a lot easier to get into that type of mindset with it, really.
Yeah. So I'm just reading about exercise's natural and effective anti-anxiety treatment, relieves tension, stress, boosts your physical and mental energy, and enhances the well-being through the release of endorphins. Big word. We always hear the word endorphins being thrown around. But even if I've worked, I don't know about you, if I've been at work all day and then I go to the gym, it's a different kind of tired when you get to the gym. You don't feel tired. You then have your workout and then you feel better afterwards, ready for bed most of the time.
But it's an instant boost of confidence. Yeah. You know, not so you puff your chest out and look at me, I'm all muscular. It's the fact that you're bettering yourself. And
I agree.
You know, it's just that instant. You get instant feedback. Every time you work out, you get instant feedback. And that's why it becomes not addictive in a bad way, but addictive in a good way. And that's why, you know, it's helping all of us, because we like that feeling. We like that feeling. And especially when our mental health is in a bad place or we are suffering a little bit, you know, having that positive feedback instantly, it just boosts everything, as you said, the word endorphins, and it's science doesn't lie.
So question for Paul, when you were at your lowest, felt your lowest, or you're struggling, what was it about the gym, what sort of things did you do when you went to the gym to boost yourself?
There's so many answers to that. I keep myself busy every day, because even now, you know, my first son, Theo, I don't see him during the week. I'd fucking love to, but I don't, because of what's gone on, so on and so forth. But I see him on the weekend. So I genuinely wish the week away. And it's kind of sad when you think about it, but I keep myself busy. And I was having this discussion with my parents the other day. You know, my mom and dad are like, you're always on the go. You never just sit down. And like, there's a reason why. There's a reason why that happens. And so I've always been into fitness, but not necessarily took it seriously. Very yo-yoed with my weight. You know, I was, you know, 17, taking anabolic mass protein, just doing bicep curls, trying to get big arms. And it just looked like an idiot. I had a big belly and big arms, but that was it, you know. And so my biggest was like, I mean, I'm a small guy, like petite frame. So my biggest was like 13 stone. But now, you know, as I said, a yo-yo, but now I'm like 9.9.4 4, 5. And obviously I've toned up and lost all, you know, my body fat percentage is quite low. And I'm more agile now, which is great. But sorry, going back to your question, so gone off topic. when I was at my lowest, I used fitness as something to do to get my mind off, you know, what I was going through. So I just set myself just goals on every machine, just set myself a goal to try and beat or to try and hit. You know, during lockdown, I used lockdown as an excuse to eat crap. And
didn't we all?
Yeah. eat crap, do nothing. I was on furlough. So eat crap, do nothing all day. You know, I've got an Xbox, but I don't really play it. But I went out and bought myself a game and I just hammered the game. And I got to a point.
What game was this, Paul?
Oh, I like racing. So it was Wreckfest. Bit of a demolition derby type of a game.
So rather than pumping
what's that?
Bicep curls, you decided to just thrash cars around on the game system.
Yeah, it made me feel big. Yeah. So there was a point where I looked down and it was like, my abs are gone. Like, what the fuck? So I was like, nah, this isn't happening. So I actually found myself a little route and I've been doing runs every day. It started off every day, but now it's like non-negotiable that I do at least 4 runs a week, and it's 3-mile runs. And when I first started, it was, I think, my best time because I had to stop and I was walking and stuff like that. It was like 36 minutes or something. I actually set my personal best tonight.
Okay. Well done.
Thanks.
Big round of applause, please, for Mr. Paul Hannah breaking his personal best.
Love it. So yeah, 21 minutes and 32 seconds. So
it's 3 miles. Is that 5K?
Yeah, that is 5K. Oh, I always like to explain that is, you know, the route I go down is not just like a running track. It's very hilly, up and down.
So, mainly down.
No. Bit of both.
But no, I think goal setting is
very important.
It's the most important. So don't just go, yeah, I'm going to get fit. It's about setting the goal. So now, you know, I've sat down tonight before we record this podcast and filled in some bits and pieces. And my goal is to get back to where I was. I'm not in the place I was 3-4 months ago. I was in a really good place. And I did use COVID. It's because of COVID, but it's a poor excuse, really, isn't it? So
everyone's used it, apart from Adam.
Adam, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, it's absolutely agree with you. It's a massively poor excuse.
It's not that it's a poor excuse at all, because I think it's affected people in so many different ways. I'm very lucky that back in last October, I bought myself pretty much a home gym setup. So yeah. I kitted it out with CrossFit gear. So even that's where I'm sat now. In
someone's
my
rich.
There's someone's richer than you.
Someone still lives at home with his parents. There's a massive difference. I was quite lucky really in lockdown because I bought myself a barbell and weights and my flooring and all that sort of stuff. So I've been able to keep myself going even during COVID. But one of the things that you said about setting goals, Lewis, I think really important, because what I think you need to have with fitness is something that's measurable. So one of the things that encourages you to keep going is to see that improvement. So all I'm about is 5K time. I set a personal best on my 5K time the other day.
Round of applause for Peplo, please.
Granted, it was the first time I've done a 5K. So when I say I've set a personal best, I literally mean I set it. I've not beat any.
Running is... Carry on, Adam, sorry.
But now for me, that's my target and that's my aim. I want to improve on that, and we do a lot of that anyway. So we have what's called a benchmark workout. So I have a spreadsheet that I record everything down on, so I know what my max deadlift is, you know, what my 400 meter run time is and all that sort of stuff. So I just keep a record of it, and it's just every time I beat it, even if there's no one here to sort of brag to about anywhere, for me it's a massive yes, I've achieved something, and mentally I think that's what pushes me to keep going.
Oh, fantastic.
Good.
So I've got a question for you all now. You can answer whoever in terms now. in an honest situation, how many people weigh themselves, and do you get put off from going forward when you weigh yourself? Because, like, for example, I was looking at scales earlier. I do not want to get on them scales. I am terrified of what that number could say. I have been so poor for someone that was such a mass advocate of fitness and, I think the scales question scared Ball off. he's done a runner. He might go. Are you going to get some scales? Have you gone to get some scales?
No. Oh, right. Sorry, the laptop's nearly dead. So.
Oh no. But yeah, like I feel terrible. Like doing this podcast, and I feel terrible for what I believed in, what I pushed for so long to achieve. I've reversed it. You know, I'm going to get the scales, and I'm terrified of what that figure might look like. But what's your thoughts on that?
I hate weighing myself, but I do it regularly because I think it keeps me accountable. So, like, if I've had a bad night, like, it'd be eating crap, and then I weigh myself and I realise I've put a couple of pounds on over a week, it's just, I just start getting a bit stricter with things and stuff like that. But I do think for some people, it can play real bad games with your head as well, where people start weighing themselves daily or just haven't lost enough. There's nothing worse than when you've done a really strict week on your diet and you've exercised five times a week and you realize you put a pound on. It's just, it does start playing tricks with your head a bit.
Boys, what are your thoughts on weighing yourself?
Ryan?
So once again, I only started doing it recently. And I went into that really negative habit of doing it daily and then getting really pissed off because I'm like, oh, well, I've eaten really well yesterday. I've done this and nothing's changed. So I've moved back to weekly. But it gives me motivation. If I can see I've lost something, it gives me super motivation to go and try harder. Whereas I think there's been a week where I'm like, oh my God, that's awful. I've put a pound on or something. And I find it really hard to bounce back from that. So scales are good when it's good, but they're also quite dangerous when they're not, because it just really puts you off. So, but it's definitely important though, because it's part of goal measurement, isn't it? I think if you don't do it and you avoid it, how do you know where you are and how do you know what you're doing? You could be thinking I've got the best diet ever, but it might be doing worse for you. You don't know. So definitely important, but I have to agree with you, Lewis. I think when I did it about 6-7 weeks ago and got on scales for the first time, I was like, fucking hell, this is going to
So I know what weight I got down to back in March. I haven't weighed myself since March. I genuinely believe I've put probably a stone on, and I'd be terrified if that's the case. If it's more than that, I might just, this might be the last ever podcast we do because...
I just think weigh yourself, and I think if you have put the weight on, you've lost it once before.
You can do it again. Yeah,
but yeah, you can definitely get that back.
So I'm going to open the floor up now, so we can ask whatever questions we want.
Oh, I had a question.
Do the original question time because you had a question.
I've got a question, Lewis.
Oh, fantastic! You know... Have you copied me this week or have you?
No. This after the feedback from last week, Lewis, I've spent lots of time writing various different questions out to make sure that you don't copy me again. So I've got loads of options that Lewis can't use. So So my question this week is: so we've recently, obviously, the gyms all been put back open again, but coronavirus and where we are as a country, it's not looking great, the numbers and all that sort of stuff. So what is your thoughts if we, you know, progress into a further lockdown and they take the decision to close gyms again? So what would that do to your mental health?
I don't know, because the first time it happened, I struggled for the first, say, month. So like March to April period. And then I think just because of this pure busyness of the business I was in, it took my mind off it, and I knew there was nothing I could do about it. There was nothing I could do. Equipment was going off sale quicker than you could say it was going off sale. Mentally, I thought I'd struggle, but I think just because my mind was busy elsewhere. However, I do think with them being reopened, if they were to close them again, I think you'd see a lot more people struggle, especially as we're now. You think when lockdown happened the first time, we were in spring, we were in summer, mm-hmm. people were going out for runs, people going out for walks, people were doing exercise outside. We're going into winter now.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be very happy for Paul if his runs continue in -5 of a morning.
They do. I get up at 5 a.m. every morning. I do have a cold shower as well.
But
as I said, it's non-negotiable for me to do this run. So even mm-hmm. if I decide to stay in bed a little bit longer or don't go for the run, I'll always do it after work. But I tend to do it in the morning. But to be honest, it's getting dark, so I've just ordered a head torch. I'm waiting for that to be delivered, and then I can get back at it. But
it's going
to
look like a minion running through the streets of Redditch.
Yeah.
But no, for me personally...
I'll see you coming.
To answer your question, right, I think I'd struggle this time around because it's getting dark.
Yeah, you know, it's a different environment, isn't it?
The gym in the winter would be a nice place to go. So there's my answer. I genuinely think I'd struggle.
I'm going to contradict that.
Always contradicting.
Bit risque, but I just think because of the first lockdown and because the first time the gym was shut, there's so much more home workout content that's gone out there, and so much content that can help people. You know, you don't need to all be rich like Adam and have the home gym, But you know, you can just do simple. You can just do simple things that people wouldn't really think about doing. You know, go for walks, or just, you know, I don't know, do dips on the side, your kitchen side or something, and just little things. Just I can't remember the fancy word to it, but there's something about increasing. Adam might know. I don't know, but it's increasing the calories that you burn in with day-to-day duties. So for example, I don't know, washing your car, you know, make sure you wash your car a bit more often because it burns calories or something, you know. Just
coming into winter, Paul.
And let's be honest, Lewis could wash his car and it's not going to look any better.
Can't punish the third.
No champagne is going
to
make
that. I get what you mean. It's about like, you know, walk to the shops instead of driving. Yeah, like where I live now. Yeah.
Quite small changes, isn't it?
I could quite easily walk to the nearest supermarket, which is a supermarket we shall not name, but
I appreciate we are coming into winter, but I think there's so much content that's gone out because of COVID and because the gym is shut, that there's so much more help out there that people actually don't mind working out at home.
Mm-hmm. You know, I challenge you back on that one.
Go on.
Do you not think it's hard to work out at home when your safe haven is the gym? So for me, the gym was my escape from home. So your distractions at home, it was the thing, you know, I go to the gym, I clock in, and that's where I stay for an hour and a half. The home workouts, I just couldn't get on with because it was home.
You're the special guest,
Adam.
I think a way to combat that, Lewis, is to set up a specific space, whether you're doing it outside or a specific room in your house, and just class that as your gym. Don't start trying to do it all over the place in the house. Have that specific place and put your headphones on as you normally would in the gym. And for you, stand in front of a mirror, take a few photos, and then from there, it'll just become your normal gym life. And
I feel like that was a dig then, to be honest.
It was.
You do take a lot of pictures, Lewis, actually.
Yeah, but do you know what? Like, I don't think whatever backlash you face on that, I think it's the best thing to do. Paul, you'll agree with me 100% of the way. Peplo, you love to take a photo as well. Don't even lie.
I love to take a photo, but I'm not as popular, much of a fan of posting it all over social media, because I think one's... Every year is enough. One a day.
Yeah, Lewis, come on.
Four a day.
Plus the Snapchat.
Excessive.
Yeah. And the DMs.
Yeah. For me.
Sit up on his story and it comes sliding into my DMs. I'm just... Yeah.
If you don't see it, he has to send it to you again just to make sure you've seen it.
Just make sure you see my progress. But, you know, I want to get back to that place, and I really want to push myself back to that place where I was.
I think the point I was going to say around at home, so I've recently started working from home, and I was really worried about that because I'm so used to being one in a store, and then before this I was in an office constantly. So to be from home, I was really worried. But I have to agree with what Adam said around having an allocated space. So once you have a space to do, so I have a space for work, it's my office. When I leave this office, I'm not working, I'm back to home life. And I think it's the same with a home setup or a gym or whatever, because if you had a designated place, this is where I'm going to work out, it will feel normal. Whereas I think if you just do wherever and whatever time and you don't have a structure, it won't feel normal. It'll just feel like you're still at home and it'll feel a bit chaotic. So I definitely think having a structure in a specific place, granted sometimes challenging, is the best thing to do to make it feel more normal. Yeah. But a lot of my friends haven't gone back to the gym post-COVID. Because they found alternatives, you know, I'd rather go on a run. It's free. I haven't got to pay anything. I can do it at my own time. And I enjoy that more than, you know, going to the gym and using, you know, the cardio machines, etc. So, and I think there's also, you know, I think there's the money issue. I mean, in society, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs, unfortunately, and income isn't there. So the gyms are nice to have some for some people. And I also think there's still that stigma around, well, gym's probably still not as clean. And, you know, there's more chance I'm going to catch, you know, coronavirus there because no one's wearing masks like shops and retail. Yeah. Where I disagree, because I think the gyms are super clean now and everyone plays a really good part in it. But I think there's lots of things that have not made people go back. But yeah, I agree with Adam around, you know, having that specific place will really help. And you've got a new pad now, haven't you, Lewis?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, thank you for reminding me.
I absolutely agree what Paul said. I honestly think it's one of the best things that's come out of COVID is the online content now for doing home workouts. I mean, when our gym shut, they started up classes over Zoom. So what we're doing now, and just they were getting guys using bottles of water and canned goods and stuff as a weighted element for the movements. But there's that much you can do, which is deemed as an organic movement. So squats, push-ups, sit-ups, all that sort of stuff is organic stuff we do daily. And just adding a few of those into your daily routine makes an absolute huge difference to you. So I think there's that content that's come out of it now is fantastic because it does give you options.
Yeah,
definitely.
That's a good question, Ryan. Thank you.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for that question. So has anyone else got any more questions?
Well, you can't copy mine, Lewis, so you probably haven't got one.
I've already asked a question.
So. I wasn't told I needed to prepare a question.
I wasn't either, and I'm apparently one of the co-hosts.
Adam, you're the special guest. You should have at least five.
Yeah, they're not tight. Yeah,
that's the rules. Five questions, please.
Sadly, I haven't got a question yet, but I'm sure I can come up with one. If someone like that would like to go in front.
Paul, have you got a question?
Yeah. Not necessarily about mental health. It's just to get to know you all a bit better. What's your favorite exercise?
I thought you'd say what my favorite food was. You're gonna take me out or something, Paul, but okay,
no.
Favorite exercise. For me,
exercise is CrossFit.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't say exercise. My favourite thing to do is play football. I absolutely love it. I'm glad that I got back into it a year ago.
I kind of meant at the gym, but if you're going
to
go...
Come on, Lewis.
If we say at the gym, so when I go to the gym, I look to do things like back, arms, chest, upper body. I don't mind legs. Really don't mind it when people say they hate legs. Although, I hate leg day. 2 days later, that's probably the worst part.
Yeah.
But the feeling when you walk out the gym after you've done a bit of pumping, like whether you've got a belly, whether you haven't got a belly, or if you've got no arms or you've got big arms, or you know, that feeling when you walk out, no matter what exercises you've done, is a fantastic feeling. You go back home. I haven't had that feeling for a long time though, so.
Well, I've got a home setup, Lewis. If you'd ever like to come and train with me, I'll take you through some CrossFit workouts.
That'd be a good environment for you, Lewis.
I live in Birmingham now, so I'm under lockdown.
Well, what?
Don't tell Boris.
Technically.
You've invited me around.
I don't think you're as keen to work out as you're making out, Lewis.
No, that's my favourite. So I like to do a bit of upper body. Probably upper body, yeah.
Okay. Anyone else?
See, I don't really do weights or anything. I'm quite boring in that respect. I'm just focusing on cardio for this fitness test coming up. But to be fair, I just enjoy going on the treadmill now, to be fair. I mean, when I first went with Lewis, I almost died on the treadmill.
Yes.
It was quite hard. But, it's you know, it's those small goals that I've kind of set. I've like, you know, I started at this time and then every time I'm trying to add another 5 minutes on. And I enjoy it because I get the headphones in, you know, it's just fine. I think it's nice and... I don't think exercise is nice anyway, but that's what I enjoy using the most. I hate going on the bike and stuff like that, but
I love the bike. Oh, stick me on a bike all day long.
Well, you also buy you a bike then. You can go and bike around your estate.
I do own a bike, if you follow me.
Oh, obviously.
I own a bike. However, I've got nowhere to keep it at my new house. So that's what it is. Adam, we're on to you. I can imagine we've got about a million different exercises under the CrossFit wording and branding.
Genuinely, not a lot of dislike in relation to working out. We do a lot of barbell work and weighted movements. So I'm probably more fond of my Olympic lifting and stuff like that over going for a run, in all honesty. Yeah, cardio is probably where I fall short. I'll avoid that if possible. But again, mainly for me, probably like doing a deadlift and stuff like that is, I quite enjoy stuff like that.
Nice.
Do like a deadlift. So, Paul, you need to answer your own question now. What is your favorite exercise?
I'm going to switch it up. I like to switch it up. Absolutely hate running. Yeah, I do it. I do it a lot. Because I believe in embracing the suck. Get up and do the worst thing you can possibly think of and get it done. So yeah, I absolutely hate running, just to put it out there, but I do it. I get it done. So you've got no excuses, Adam. So
I hate it, but I do it. I'll put it out there. I do it.
Oh, that's good.
I sit there and I go, for God's sake, not this again.
Yeah, I'm the same. I pretty much swear at myself every morning, like, for fuck's sake, I hate this.
Hate thing, really. It's like, I kind of love to hate it.
Yeah.
And I always feel great at the end of it. Like, you sort of pass out for a bit and then you go, I'm glad I did that.
Yeah. I actually said that to my mum this evening. She goes, you're crazy going on your run. And then I was tying my shoes up, tying my running shoes up. And I swore at myself. And then she goes, I don't know why you do it. And I was like, because it's the feeling afterwards. That's why I do it. I love to hate it. But my favorite exercise, I don't know. I like technical stuff, like compound exercises.
You might like CrossFit then.
I think I would. I genuinely think I would. I like when something's quite complex and you have to think about, I don't know, like where you're putting your feet, you know, how to angle your feet, whether it's inwards or outwards, you know. I quite like learning techniques rather than just smashing dumbbells, you know, sort of thing. It's a bit weird, but
I don't think in the time I've been doing CrossFit, which is about 18, I've never once done a bicep curl or anything like that. We very much avoid all of that. It's very much more strength-based movements than bodybuilding. So you get, you know, I follow the CrossFit Games religiously, and once they win that, they're pretty much deemed as the fittest man or woman on earth. And those guys, if you bumped into them in the supermarket, yes, they're ripped, but you wouldn't think, Jesus, he's an absolute monster of a human. It's not like bumping into Eddie Hall, who you're going to know straight away is the world's strongest man. These guys look like the average Joes, but the stuff they can do is unbelievable. And that's what I kind of like about CrossFit, is it's not that there's a vainness about going in bodybuilding. I think it's each their own. If that's what you enjoy and it's what helps you, then fantastic. But it's just that more, you know, I'm not the smallest of guys in the world. I'm still just over 14 stone. I'm still quite a big lad, but I can probably, and I don't have massive arms or anything, but I outlift a lot of the lads who have all used to be bodybuilders with massive arms and stuff like that. So it just shows you know, sort of technique more than anything else.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I mean, I've never really done CrossFit, but I do agree with the I'd rather learn a technique and do a lower weight than try and smash out a big weight and just look stupid, you know.
So, fantastic.
I also like boxing as well on the punch bag and stuff like that. So
You've taken part in a few charities, haven't you?
Yeah, so I've had a couple boxing fights and a couple mixed martial arts fights as well. So I'm religiously into the UFC. Follow it. You know, people have only got into it because of Conor McGregor, but I was watching it years before him. And yeah, I think it's because it's so technical. Even boxing, you know, boxing alone, it's just so technical, where to put your feet, how to hold your hands up, and where to move, how to move. I just like technical aspects of everything, you know, like snooker rather than pool. You know, I know pool, there's certain techniques, and I'll be a fool to say that pool's easy, but I personally think snooker, you need a bit more technique to it. Mm-hmm. You know, other people would disagree, but you know, that's what I believe, you know.
All of's going off on tangents for you.
I do. Sorry.
I just want to play a game with Paul now, to be fair.
Yeah. That's good. And like, it's amazing how, you know, we each do different things when we go to the gym. You know, we take the mick out of Adam for his CrossFit all the time, but look at where it's got to him. Paul, you do boxing and that, and I do a bit of everything. And then Ryan, just starting out on his journey, probably, where he hasn't delved too much into fitness.
Forgot to turn the machines on, to be fair, Lewis. He's not dead at the moment.
I think what would be a great thing to do now that Ryan's just starting his journey is if we get him to train with each of us, and he can what his preferred thing is, that he can do a CrossFit session with me. He could go take some photos of Lewis.
Wow. It's the only gym session I'll do my air for, tell
you. Yeah, absolutely. No,
that sounds really good, actually.
That is a really good idea. That's why he's a special guest.
He's got the good ideas. See, Lewis, you've got none of this.
Thank you. Appreciate that. No, it's fantastic.
We need to get you in the gym, Lewis.
I just need to get back to it. And that's what, you know, after this episode, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set my goal back up. You know, I'm nearly finished my training at work. I've got no excuse now. My excuse used to be I work nights. Mm-hmm. I probably went to the gym more when I work nights than I have in the last 3 months. And I keep making those excuses. I keep procrastinating, putting things off. There's so much I want to do. So I've got to stop procrastinating.
You stop doing write it. Down.
I do write it down, yeah. I've got my
scientific study that if you write down your goals, you're 97% more likely to achieve them than if you just think about them in your head.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually write down.
Agree with that.
Keep an eye on it. And then when you tick it off, that's again like an endorphin rush. So feel like you've achieved something. So I think, Lewis, right now you should write down, rejoin the gym.
There you go. You've got to do it now. You can't go back. 97% chance you've got to do it.
Okay. Go for it.
Where's your pen?
I got a pen, right?
Get your pen out for the lads.
It's a nice pen, that is.
Got the book.
Oh,
there we go. So I've got to find a page. So while I'm doing this, I believe it's that time of the show. We've done questions, so we don't have to do question time. But Paul, Ryan, what's now?
Top tips.
So, sorry. What do we say? Lewis, Paul, and Ryan's top tips.
It's Lewis, Paul, and Ryan's top tips.
I think we need to.
We've got a jingle for that.
Yeah, we need to do a jingle. We definitely need a jingle.
There we go. If we'll get that in. We'll get that jingle done.
Do you know how hard it is to get hold of you two?
We're right here now, so we can do whatever.
Other than now, how hard is it to get hold of you?
Well, you know, we've been really busy. We go to the gym.
I like that. Good. That's a good one.
Sorry, that's really nasty.
I'll let you off tonight. Okay, yeah. So
thanks, it's Lewis.
Lewis, Paul, and Ryan's top tips, with special guests Adam Peplow. He got away with the question.
He did.
So he can go first.
He's got two top tips in.
He has to give two top tips for the week for the podcast.
Intrigued now.
I'm very intrigued.
They can be probably really good.
So are you referring just to my top tips on how I generally deal with fitness and mental health, or just mental health in general?
It could be related to this episode or anything. Yeah, but I think we need to hear a top tip that is linked with CrossFit.
I already like his whole top tip, to be fair.
my top tip isn't actually CrossFit related at all, and I'm just going to do it more specifically to my journey with mental health, I suppose. And one of the things that massively helped me, and I think could help loads more people if you can sort of go over the stigma of doing it, is writing it down. I keep a journal which I fill out religiously every single day. So I just do it, I fill it out before I go to sleep. And it's just, for me, it's sometimes processing the day, especially if you've had a bad day, and writing it down, it just sort of gets it out of your head. And to see it there in paper, I think is just a lot easier to process anything you're dealing with that day. But it's also really good if you've had a great day as well. So just to write down what's made you happy that day and to reflect on that. And I write down periodically in it my goals, that, and if I've achieved them, and I sort of do little check-ins on it with myself. And that would probably be my top tip is, if you are struggling, and especially if you struggle to talk to people about it, as much as I think that's the first step is talking to other people, is start keeping that journal. Because I think once you start admitting it to yourself that you're having problems and writing it down, it makes that next step then of talking to someone else that much easier, and it gets it out, that sort of mental block out of your head. So I'd say that'd be my top tip. Keep a journal.
Look, fantastic. I do have a journal, Adam.
That's good.
I did. That was what I just showed. I invested in one. Well, I got given this one.
I was going to say, you got that one, didn't you? That's nice.
I've just got to stop procrastinating. I've just got to do stuff.
Have you written it down? We need confirmation. You written it down.
So I actually turned to the section that said, it says body and health. You might not be able to see it, but body and health. What do I want to do with my, what do I want my body and health to be like in 90 days? So it's given me a target of 90 days straight away. So I've put that I want to, like, two stone in 90 days.
Okay.
It's achievable, isn't it?
That's doable.
I want to achieve these goals because, so number one, I'm fat. Just put it out there. I've just got to write it down. I want to look good, and I want to feel healthier and feel better within myself, because I know I can get there. How will I achieve my goal? Join the gym.
Well done. So I've done that.
Just quickly say as well, if you are sort of starting out with a journal and you've never done one before, I bought one that I'm trying to advertise for them. I don't know anyone invested in it or anything, but it was a company called My Journal, and it basically is the beginner's guide to starting to keep your own journal. And they give you like check-in pages and goal pages and stuff like that. And it does it for about the first 4 months. It gives you sort of 4 months of journaling. But it's just a really useful way of getting into it. So yeah, just called My Journal.
Sponsorship.
I'm 100% not. Unfortunately, they're not the cheapest book on the market, but it's an option there. But yeah, it massively helped me start my process with that.
Fantastic. Thank you for your top tip. And
that's a good top tip.
Yeah, brilliant. Who wants to go next?
Go on, Ryan. Go on.
Okay, thank you, Paul. You're already ahead of me in, like, you know, the title, so you know. you're gonna start getting moaning at me, Lewis, but I have to say it's fairly similar to Adam's, because I won't say it then. I think for me, so ultimately the goal thing's been really important. So I've always, like, you know, did the gym for a little bit and then just give it up really quick, because I've never had a goal. I just did it because I thought it was the right thing to do. Where this time I've said, this is what I need to get to. And if I don't get there, then ultimately what I'm trying to do in another career in my life, I won't be able to do it. So that has been a massive motivation. I need to get to this weight because of my BMI. And this is, I've got to do it. There's a timeline of 4 weeks. So that's been really good for me. And then to do the tracking piece as well. So being realistic, what have I got to lose each week? How am I going to do that? And then that's been really motivating me to go to the gym, eat well, and continually keep it up, rather than just, I don't really want to achieve, I just want to do and look a bit better. So I have to, sorry for stealing your thunder, Adam, but I have to say that the goal piece is the big piece.
Unlike Lewis, I'll give you that one.
No, I'm not sort of petty, I'll happily share.
Oh, I think it was a bit different, so I'll let him have that.
It was different.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Lewis. I really appreciate that.
It's no worries, Ron.
Lewis, do you want to go or shall I go?
So mine is it's gonna have the word goal in it, but it has not.
Here we go. It's not, that's why I didn't kick off about mine, because he was already good.
I wrote mine down earlier, so mine is create a goal, but don't worry about the results. More focus on the enjoyment. That'd be my top tip, because when I first joined the gym, I was like, oh, I'm not losing the weight. As I started to enjoy it more, and the results obviously came along, it was all about the enjoyment rather than the results. And
yeah, you've got to enjoy the process, haven't you? You've got to fall in love with the process.
Yeah. I've heard that quote somewhere else before.
An athlete I follow and her, she says it all the time, you've got to enjoy the journey.
Yeah.
It's a good tip, Lewis.
So, that'd be my tip. It's just, create a goal, but don't worry about the results. Focus on the enjoyment. So now we come down to...
Young Paul. Don't say goal.
Can I use the word goal, journal, write down, plan,
write
create.
Down, so, enjoyment, none of those.
So guys, my top tip would be... make a list full of goals.
Fantastic. Brilliant.
That's a brilliant tip, that is. Why did we think of that?
My goal would be don't be a bitch. Don't be a bitch. Embrace the suck. If it was easy, everyone would do it. So that's my top tip. Know what you're working towards by setting goals. But know that it takes hard work. Don't be a bitch and just embrace the suck.
Like, I think, in simple terms, people, it's a hard journey. I think we can all appreciate it is hard to begin with. As you start to enjoy it and you create goals and you start writing in your journal, the process becomes a lot easier. And
it's like enjoyable.
Simple terms, and then explain in a lot more depth.
Absolutely. No, I think, a lot of people go in with their head, oh, this is going to be easy. Losing weight and getting fit isn't easy.
It's hard.
But the enjoyment you get out of it, and my mental health because of it, and anyone else out there.
It's massive benefits, isn't it?
Testament. Yeah. It's
short-term pain, long-term gain.
Yeah,
I've heard that one before somewhere.
Oh, sorry, Lewis. Is that one yours as well?
It might be Paul's, but I think
catchphrase when he's at the gym.
And I do,
I've missed it massively. I really miss Lewis and his love of tunnels. Now I can't believe it's took me this long to mention Lewis's tunnel vision. But he pretty much.
Oh, God. Here we go. Hashtag tunnel vision. It's been that long.
That was my thing. And tunnel vision means, can someone tell me what tunnel vision means?
No, it means you're at the gym.
means Lewis is posting a photo.
it just means that you are focused on, you're just focused on one thing, and that's. Yeah, I don't care. That's my thing. If you don't like it, you don't like it. It is what it is.
Lewis, whatever gets you through the day, mate, and tunnels, then so be it.
Yeah, so when I join the gym, that's what I've written it in my journal. I will start posting pictures, hashtag tunnel vision.
Yeah. I will say that my 2.5-year-old absolutely loves tunnels as well. So you've got something in common with him.
Like, I'm now
we'll go under a bridge and you'll call it a tunnel. Like anything that separates the natural daylight and a little bit of darkness and the natural daylight, it's a tunnel. So, and he loses his shit about it. Tunnel, daddy, tunnel, daddy, tunnel.
I'd just like to reiterate, I do not go into the gym and shout tunnels.
just say it.
Is that tunnel vision?
Tunnel vision.
No, but that's something that defines us.
Me and Lewis took a day trip to Bruges once, and like every time we went under any sort of bridge... Yes, it was a nightmare. Tunnels!
Fantastic.
Oh, Lewis, bless you.
Thank you, Per. Thank you.
So, guys, this has been
a pleasure.
I'm on that bombshell of tunnels. That's episode 6 wrapped up. I think we need to. I can't even remember what episode 7 is going to be.
I think we need to get planning, don't we?
as a special guest, if you don't mind me saying, I would actually just like to sort of compliment you both, or all of you, on the previous episodes. I've genuinely really enjoyed listening to them. And I'll be honest, I didn't think I would. And that's not anything to sort of state that I was against the idea of it. It's just I didn't know how long I could listen to Lewis for.
Yeah, that's the same, to be honest.
Thank you. Cheers. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I was pleasantly surprised. I sort of turned it on the drive to work. And I do think it's, you know, it's just really nice to have sort of to listen to other people go that have been through similar situations to myself. And yeah, just real talk, really. And I think, yeah, it's really good. I think you should keep it up with what you're doing. It's great.
Yeah, thank you.
You can now listen to your voice.
There's no way in hell I'll listen to this podcast myself, just with me in it, because I'll have to turn it off as soon as I hear myself speak.
I have to listen to this when I edit it every week, and
that's why I look so tired.
Yeah, you know, and that and the job and all that.
Maybe you should just go into edit it whilst you're under one of your tunnels. It might make it a bit easier.
Yeah,
it
might do. Yeah,
your voice might sound better.
See, I just have an edit of all of Lewis's heavy breathing. Just helps me sleep.
We have come a long way in six episodes. Paul has a microphone, so it doesn't sound so crackly.
Doesn't sound like a Dalek.
I'd
say it sounded more like he was constantly scratching a piece of paper with a pencil. But the
he's probably trying to eat his dinner.
Probably.
The content was good enough that it outweighed the crackly microphone. So you know,
I just wanted you, Paul. You're the star of this. You could go solo.
I'd never do it. I'm keeping this two direction going. You know what I'm saying? Like there was one direction, they all went separate ways. We're like the next. We're like the boy band of podcasts.
One day this Zoom call is going to have about 100 people on it all talking about mental health. That's the aim.
I hope
just
so.
Keep that tunnel vision with it, guys, and tunnel. Just keep on the path you're on.
Hashtag.
Hashtag tunnel vision. I might do that when I start my YouTube videos. Just put hashtag tunnel vision. Like, who knows?
I love that.
But no, thank you very much for joining us on this episode. It's been a pleasant one.
Wonderful.
For those out there that use fitness as a journey, don't give up. Keep going. Don't forget, it's Christmas soon, so you need to lose the timber to put the timber on. That's the saying. That's what
it will be interesting in the comments or on our socials to hear around your experience around fitness and what you've been doing during COVID and how you feel about going back to the gym during coronavirus. It'd be really great to hear your thoughts and feedback.
Yeah, guys, we need to get some engagement going. We need people messaging us, commenting, and just getting.
We want to know your thoughts.
Yeah, conversations. We want to speak to you guys. We don't just want to be rambling all the time, you know.
Those of you in America, please, I really want to know. I want to hear from you in America. I want someone from America join us on this show.
It'd be really interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be really interesting how the gyms have been playing out in America, because I haven't really been keeping in touch with it and what's going to be going on in lockdown over there and stuff. So it'll be really interesting.
With you saying one day there's going to be 100 people, imagine if we had people from different countries, you know, not necessarily 100, but, you know,
Eurovision.
All the places that we're touching, you know, imagine if they joined.
I mean, I don't want to brag or anything, guys, but I mean, I might have helped with this, as CrossFit's absolutely huge.
So is Adam
just put CrossFit in the description? We're going to get a massive audience.
Yeah.
We'll probably also get sued by CrossFit as an organisation, as they're really keen on that. might not be the best thing to do. But yeah, it's massive in America and Australia. So, yeah, should help.
Hopefully. But no, thank you very much. Thank you for joining us on this episode. We'll see you next time. We don't know what we're going to be discussing yet. So it's a surprise.
Don't dive into it. Just surprise episode. That's all we're going to call it.
That's all we need. So thank you, Adam, for
thanks, coming Adam,
to the show.
Cheers, Adam.
Much appreciated.
Pleasure.
And, we'll see you all next time.
Peace out.
Bye.
Peace out.
Oh, thanks.